Hey, this is Matthew.
Hi, Matthew. How's it going?
Okay, listen, I have the form in front of me, right? They gave me. Does this help me? Is this Department of Human Services Office of Long-Term Living? Is this just certification form?
I don't know what you just said, Matthew. What form are you holding?
Remember yesterday I told you that I got a phone call. And when I got the phone call, I should have asked where they were from. But they told me, they said, Matthew, we got a list of all your medicines, but the form never got sent over by your doctor. They said, we're going to send you one. I said, I don't think you have to. I said, I think, that's being taken care of. They said, well, we'll send you one anyway. Then you asked me, Matthew, who called you, which I didn't ask. But I did find the form. And on the form it says Pennsylvania Department of Human Services Office of Long-Term Living. Does that help you at all? Because you were asking me, where do you send it?
So they're saying that they don't have it?
They're saying they never got it. It's the second time we tried to sell it to them, and they said that they're not receiving it. They've not
said
received
it. Was
it.
The Office of Long-Term Living?
That's what I have on my paperwork, Department of Human Services Office of Long-Term Living. This form is intended for the sole use of individuals. And they gave me the form, but you said I don't need the form, that you would just send it to them, right? Your doctor.
Well, I sent it to the broker. The broker should have all the information. They should be submitting that. Do you have an email? I could just send it to you to give to them.
Yeah, please. Eddie, it's my last name, then my first name. So it's Dal Matthew. That's D-O. Okay, sure. Take your time.
D-O.
W.
Uh-huh.
D-E-L-L. Dal, and then it's Matthew. M-A-T-T-H-E-W. Then it's zero.
Right?
Yes.
Zero.
At gmail.com.
Okay, let me tell you what I have here. It's D-O-D-E-L-L.
Wait, D-O-W-D-E-L-L. So it's D-O-W.
Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, zero, at gmail.com.
You got that right.
Okay. Okay, let me see if this is it. This is your current medication list they want?
No, I gave them. They're saying they received that. They're saying they've never received the paperwork from, I guess, the doctor, I guess, the physician certification form. That's what they want. It's the second time they asked for it.
Certification, okay. Okay, let me just see here. Matthew, you know, you might be on to something. One second. Okay. Okay. I got it here. You're right,
okay.
Matthew. I'm sorry. I had sent it in. One second. No, I can't take this call right now. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, they're basically saying they can't move on with it until they get that.
Okay, what's that email again? Dell, let me think if I remember.
Yeah,
tell me.
Yeah. So, you want to do it again for you?
No, I got it. Matthew.
Okay. Dell, Matthew.
Zero. At Gmail.
Yep.
com. Okay. Let me see. Oh my God. Okay, I got it. Right here, Matthew.
All right.
I'm gonna send I'm sending it into the broker, and I'm gonna send it to you. Okay.
Okay, great. So I'll have it and they'll have it. Yeah, and the same, that's all they need to move on is that. So we should be looking good after that.
Yeah. Let me just see. Matthew Dowdell.
Dowdell Matthew. No, Dowdell Matthew.
Uh-oh.
Last name, first name. Yeah, it's Dowdell Matthew Circle. Zero, sorry. You got me crazy now. Circle, zero at gmail.com.
Is zero or is it circle?
It's zero. It's zero.
gmail.com.
Last name, first name, yep. Zero at gmail.com.
Okay. Okay. Sending it out to you right now.
And you send it to them too, right?
1 second. I'm just putting down your and your date of birth. Okay. Got it. Okay. I think I see the mistake now. I appreciate you're still on top of it.
Sure.
Matthew, let me just go over some things with you real quick, okay?
Sure, go ahead.
Let's just see here. Okay. Now, after this assessment that you're going to have, the reason why they needed the doctor's form, because Area on Aging is trying to reach out to you, and they're going to try to have an assessment with you. Now, let's just discuss a little bit of what that means for you. You're going to have that assessment. Once that's completed, all the information gets sent down to the county to see if you're medically approved. But they're going to want to have some financial information from you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What information does that look like? Okay, now here's the big fun. Now I got to ask you all the questions, okay?
I think I did it already, but go ahead.
We went through this already?
I have over a year and a half's worth of statements. I got every one of them.
So we went through this before. I told you about it.
Yeah, right. So I did it. Yep. At that point, I did. I actually got on top of that. I did all that. So I'm ready for that. All I got to do is get my award letter, which I got to make a phone call, and they're going to send it to my email. And then I can email to you, and you can email to them.
Okay, Matthew, let me just go over it with you over the phone just so I have it clear and I make sure I went through everything with you so we don't have
any problems.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. So number one, were you ever married?
No.
Never married, correct?
No, no.
Do you own your home or any property?
No.
Do you have a deed to anything like that?
No.
Burial account agreement?
Nope.
Life insurance?
No.
Okay. Vehicles. And do you own any vehicles?
No, I don't.
Okay. Statements. Bank statements from 2020?
No, not from 2020, no.
Okay, so you need bank statements from 2020 all the way to
2020. I didn't have a bank account in 2020. I didn't have a bank account in 2020. The only bank account was
2020?
Nothing. The only thing I've had is started this year, about a year and a half ago. And I went and took care of that. I got every bank statement.
You had no bank account 2021?
Nope. I didn't have a bank account until this year. Nope.
2023?
Maybe 2023. That's like maybe 20, like, at the end of 2023.
Okay.
So I think, no, no, I'm sorry. 2023 now. 100% now.
2024.
Maybe at the very end. Whatever I got is upstairs. I have a. It's huge. It's a full. They give me every one of my statements. So I'll look through that. Yeah, I have all of it. You asked me to do it a while ago. I did it. So I have all my statements for any time I've had a bank account, but this year, it was probably a year and a half ago, and I have every statement for it.
Okay. You have all the bank statements.
I have them all. Went and got it. You told me to get that in my award letter.
So you have all the bank statements from?
From any time I had a bank account. It's all, I got it all. I didn't get a bank account until like a year and a half ago, and I have every statement.
Okay. That was like 2025 you had one?
Yep, 2025 is when I started it. Like at the beginning of 2025, yep.
So you never had anything before then, correct?
No, nothing.
Okay. Retirement account, 401k?
No.
Social Security?
That's what I'm getting. That's what I get now. Is that next high?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I have that.
You need the award letter. You're going
to
get
that's
that?
That's what I was saying to you. That's what I need to get. The only thing I need to get, go ahead. The award letter. Yeah, I'm in the process of getting that right now.
Do you have pensions, any annuities, anything like that?
No. Nope.
Okay. Any accounts that you did have opened that were closed in the last 5 years?
No.
Okay. Fine. So only thing you need to get is your bank statements and your Social Security award letter.
Okay, so I have all my bank statements. I'm going to get my Social Security award letter. When I get that, what do I do? Just email it to you?
Call me.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to follow up with you by Monday. Now, you have homework to do. I'm going to give you homework, Matthew. Okay?
Get it.
You need to go through every single statement. Okay, and you need to explain every statement, every withdrawal or deposit over $500.
Okay, it's going to be great because I haven't done that. All right, good.
But you already did that?
No, I've never taken out more than $500.
Did you ever put into your account more than $500?
Come back to the side, yeah. They give me $1,000 a month, like $998 a month.
Okay, so what you need to do is you need to write out every single month and day when you get that money. You need to put down the amount, and next to it, you have to put down Social Security. Okay?
Okay.
For every single month. Now, do you withdraw have you ever withdrawn anything over $1,000?
No.
Okay. So that's what you have to do on a piece of paper, okay? Or you can do it on a PDF or a document, a Google document. So that needs to get done. Okay?
All right, so basically my monthly statements, you want to know when they are. And it's only like $998. I don't even know if it's $1,000 a month. And you want me to put that?
I don't want it. It's the county that wants it. They're going to be questioning
you. That's what you want me to do. Well, no. That's what I mean. Yeah. Okay, so I'll find that out.
Okay, so let me know what happens.
And you sent that document, right?
Yes, I just sent it. You should have received it.
Now, listen, I was seen by one of them. I had two visits so far. The latest visit was the lady came and she asked me a bunch of questions about my health and about this. I've done that already. You know that, right?
What do you mean?
Like, okay, so the first visit I had was some guy came in and he just asked me about my health insurance and stuff, the other thing. Now the second visit, the lady came in. I've done two assessments so far.
You didn't. You only did, yes, you had one with Erie on Aging already?
They came to my house. I mean, they came to my house. And that's, do I use my walker? I explained to her about my walker. I explained to her about my COPD. I explained to her about my seizures and all that stuff. She's a very nice lady.
Okay.
So, guys, can I ask you?
No, I hear you. I don't know who these are personally, but they're with the broker.
Gotta be, because she's the one asking. They did that. They asked for my medical forms again. I told them they were sent, but now the stamp will be okay.
Right, but okay, but now they were sent. Alrighty.
Yeah. Okay, and she said that she got the. She said, "Listen, I have all your medicines. She's now I need the form that we just sent, so
yes.
We should be fine."
Yeah, I just sent. So that should be fine.
So is there gonna be another assessment after that?
No, they should be sending out an approval telling you that you've been approved, and you should be getting the financial paperwork together. That award letter you need to get as soon as you can.
Gotta get that.
You can submit all the financials to the county, and then I'll let you know what to do next. Okay.
You're a rock star. I know it's confusing. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? My brain is so bad. It's embarrassing, but I'm going to get on it. I promise. I'll do better. I'll try.
No. You know what? You're not the only one. Trust me. I have many more clients, and they're not as
good. You're fine. Well, thank you very much. What, you're going to be calling me Monday, you said?
Yes. I'll try and reach out to you Monday. If you get your award letter,
give me a call. And I got
to
write down every monthly statement, even though it's under $1,000, I got to write this down from the government. Right?
Well, you don't have to write every, you just have to write all the ones over 500. And you have to say why it was deposited or why it was withdrawn. Okay?
And that's easy. Okay, thank you.
All righty, take care.
Okay, bye.